Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. As ever, if you have any questions for me, you can drop me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com or you'll get me on Instagram at JessKellyNT. I'm going to get to some of your tech questions in just a quick minute, but I want to tell you about a notebook I bought. This is how exciting my life is. One of my favorite things in life is a good notebook. Not just an average one, but a good notebook. And I received a gift a few years ago of a beautiful one that's from a company in Cork. But I needed a new one, so I went onto their website, ordered it, and it arrived yesterday morning. It is stunning. But it's by a company called Hubert Book Bindery. They, as I said, they're based in Cork. I got a luxury notebook, dotted, made in Cork, hand-bound, absolutely stunning, and obviously personalised with my initials on it. But the reason I'm saying it is because on their Instagram, so if you look for Hubert Book Bindery, you will see a video of the process. This is a manual process of putting a notebook together, binding a notebook together. And when the post arrived yesterday morning, with it came a gorgeous postcard with an image of the shop. And on the back of it was a handwritten note that just said, "Thanks for your order." And it was written in a blue pen, like you could tell that it was written by a human being. And there was just something so lovely and heartwarming about the entire thing. Firstly, who doesn't love getting post when it's not a bill? And secondly, understanding and appreciating the craftsmanship that went into creating the product that I now will carry with me everywhere for a long time. So I'm a huge fan. So if you're on Instagram, take a look at them again, Hubert Book Bindery. But it also got me thinking as well about supporting local businesses. This is something that I have made a conscious effort to do, particularly since the pandemic, seeking out Irish businesses, shopping local, finding Irish craftspeople. Like, there are some brilliant markets around the place. I love going up buying little bits of art, little bits of pottery, whatever it might be. And when I have these thoughts, I also think of Guaranteed Irish, because you might remember during the pandemic, we had a gift guide showcasing what Irish businesses had to offer. But one thing I didn't think about too much was the technology side of Guaranteed Irish. This is something that I'm not overly familiar with. And sure, who better to talk us through it all than Breed O'Connell, who's the CEO of Guaranteed Irish. Breed, it's always great to talk with you. As I said there, we had our gift guide on. You were on quite regularly. We were talking about crafts and jewellery and beautiful bits and pieces. But I'm not overly familiar with the tech side of things. So can you just explain that side of the business?
Yeah, so in terms of the opportunities in, across the Guaranteed Irish community, tech is one of our leading rising stars and our performers, particularly homegrown tech. We do a lot of work with big tech, and we really value the FDI tech that's decided to call Ireland its home. But for us, I think it's really important that we dial out to the listening consumer and your listeners, Jess, that for every 1 million invested in a Guaranteed Irish technology business, a further 2.2 million is generated for the wider domestic economy. So that's only in Guaranteed Irish technology businesses, which is only a fraction of the tech businesses that are out there that are homegrown here in Ireland. So we commissioned this research from KPMG last year, and we're really delighted to see the knock-on and the ripple effect that a homegrown tech company here in Ireland is actually having in the wider economy. And that's across jobs, design, innovation, R&D. It's just so vast. Like, we're really need to look at nurturing that homegrown tech so that it becomes part of the DNA of Irish tech success. And it's not just about the FDI. As I say, FDI is really important. Big tech is critical. I use it every day at work. We use Google, we use TikTok Shop, we use LinkedIn, all the big tech platforms. We can't run our business without them, and neither can any other business. But we have a lot of homegrown tech here, and that's where the innovation and the smarts are really coming to the fore. And that's a big big part of our export story, so it's not to be lost. And I suppose if as much care was put into the homegrown tech as there is to protect the FDI staying here, I think that would have a big story and a big knock-on effect. And remember, big tech coming to Ireland to call Ireland its home wants to support the homegrown tech, because that's where they see the innovation and the smarts and the intellect coming through from our great educated graduates who are going into big tech here and making a big difference. And they're hitting the ground running when they come to Ireland, because the talent is so strong here. So it's about getting the sweet spot right between the homegrown and the international. And that's where the real magic happens.
And so what could, not necessarily the consumer, but what could Ireland Inc. do to provide greater supports and incentives and rewards for that homegrown tech?
Well, I'm delighted you asked me that question, because last year in Guaranteed Irish pre-budget submission, one of the things we really championed was, and we had some success with it actually, and we're going further this year, is the Scale and Stay programme. And the idea was that we want companies who are scaling to be supported, which they are, and when they go to sell and exit, that the tax reform is evident that it is making it more attractive for those guys to stay here and reinvest back into the Irish economy, into their next project, their next idea, their next entrepreneurial foray. So it's really important that we make Ireland attractive to entrepreneurs, and not just one-hit wonders. We need the continuous reimagining and the opportunity to hold those entrepreneurs and those creators, those inventors, so that they're actually kept and Ireland is seen as a destination where entrepreneurs are actually welcome, but they're also welcome to stay, scale, reinvest, and it's not taxing them, it's not punishing them in the tax regime. So that we have to make that, we have to reform that. And lots of people will say, well, why make the rich richer? Mm-hmm. If we don't have the innovators and the guys who are coming up with the great ideas and the ladies who are coming up with the great ideas, and we aren't rewarding them to stay here, they will go somewhere else. And that helps us, that actually puts us in a non-competitive position. So we need to make sure we're looking at capital gains. We need to look at other opportunities to reform our tax system, to keep it attractive for those guys who are coming up with the ideas and actually scaling and selling, reinvesting instead of exiting, and coming back with new ideas, new jobs, new opportunities, new choices for people in Ireland, across rural Ireland as well, to live where they want, because there's new innovations coming through all the time, instead of always chasing the big dreams to another destination. So that's really important that we don't lose sight of that, because it's the same old story, Jess. The goose is laying the golden egg, and we need to feed that goose. Yeah. So that's what the egg fed, and the goose isn't killed off after one hit.
And I guess when we look at what's going on here in this country, and then also internationally, it's a scary enough time, I'm sure, to be an entrepreneur or to be the founder of a business, particularly if you're relying on parts and collaboration from, you know, various parts of the world, because everything does feel quite volatile. And so there might be the appetite to move to a different part of the world where perhaps the transport isn't as onerous to get the parts here, that your customers are more accessible. So we do have a job of work to ensure that, as you said there, not only are we feeding the goose, but we're also keeping them here for the long haul.
Absolutely. And I think it's really important that we all remind ourselves, particularly now that we're an island nation, we're totally dependent on goods coming in and being distributed across our network across the island, and that we are totally dependent on each other. So it's very important to feed and use, where possible, the local supply chain to support each other. We had this exact conversation, Jess, you talked about at the top of the programme today, about Irish gifts and the idea to support local. And you were so helpful on that with us during at the very, very beginning of COVID. And I hate going back to it, but it feels a lot like that now. So we need to take the control back. We need to start knuckling down, supporting each other, getting looking at our supply chains, bringing in businesses based in Ireland. They can be homegrown or international, but they're based here in Ireland. They're supporting those jobs and using them where possible. We need to remain innovative, and we need to find new ways of getting our product onto our shelves. At the moment, some of the shelves are unstocked, and we need to stop that. Business must thrive in an island nation, or we will cease to function. we need to develop partnerships both at home and abroad. And the only way through that is through, I suppose, respect and dialogue, where we're all actually, there's a win in it for all sides. And the win has to be on both sides before things can progress. So I think that's really important we remember that at the moment. Mm-hmm. One of the things I'd like to bring to the attention, if I can at all at the moment, Jess, is we have this amazing opportunity for growth coming out of tech in Ireland, and it's things across, and we're excellent at it, and we're recognised globally as being excellent at it in the area of cybersecurity, in the area of data infrastructure, and other areas within digital innovation. Like we are seen as one of the smarter creators of talent in that space in the world. And in terms of a heightened awareness of the need for more and more cybersecurity and creation of data centres, like it or not, we need them. The reality is Ireland has scored highly on those points, and we need to look at how we can score both at home and abroad, and the markets are open for that. So I think there's opportunities there. One of the partnerships we've developed ourselves, Jess, is with TikTok Shop Ireland. And I know you had mentioned that to me a while back. So that's been a really interesting development with our smaller members who want to sell their craft, gift, beauty, design, fashion. It's just brought some of our smaller, really cottage industries onto a global stage, and they're just performing out of their skin. So it's not that we lack quality and innovation. We just lacked access to new markets. And TikTok Shop Ireland has been really instrumental in making that happen for some of those small businesses. And they've literally changed them overnight. So a lot of things we can do instead of saying we can't do it. And we really need to focus on the positive. We really need to communicate, and we need to keep the show on the road and keep things moving out there.
Yeah, and I think the TikTok Shop example is a brilliant one, because that brings together the big tech alongside the small and medium businesses, and as you said, the craft side of things. Also Etsy. I bought a wallet recently from Etsy that was produced here in Ireland. We had Alison Dunn from Amazon.ie on the show a few weeks ago, and she was talking about 1 year of Amazon.ie and how they continue to platform some small businesses. But as we've heard from listeners on this show, some small businesses have found it difficult interacting with the platforms, because if a customer says that an item didn't come, or if it's not up to scratch, an instant refund is issued by Amazon and the business then lose out. So is it a case of small businesses looking to engage in these platforms having to be eyes wide open, speak to the wider network within Guaranteed Irish and other entrepreneurs in Ireland to understand any potential pitfalls or learning curves that may arise?
Absolutely. It's always a case of that. If you're in business, you need to have your eyes wide open 24/7, I'm afraid. No sleep for anybody who runs their own business. But remember, the entrepreneur thrives off that, and that's what they're looking for. What I would like to say, the good news with us and our relationship, are we have a special partnership with TikTok Shop Ireland, and they have dedicated to all Guaranteed Irish members an account manager. So that account manager works with those small businesses. We step out of the loop at that stage. We make the introduction. They work with those small businesses to make sure they're properly set up, so that they can trade, they can build their brand online, they can hold their name, and they can do their business online and grow their market to the global, to the world. So that is a really attractive offering. We just do that as a value add, because we just see this as an opportunity across a global platform to reach new markets for the smaller business, make them more sustainable, thrive, grow, and become those entrepreneurs. And if you could fix our tax system or make it a little bit more attractive, then they'd stay, grow, and continue to come up with other ideas. And there's a myriad of other platforms. They're all offering something. But of course, as the entrepreneur yourself, you have to go in with your eyes wide open. But I think that's a nice offering from TikTok Shop Ireland here with us, that they actually create a dedicated account manager, which really helps them to avoid those pitfalls. So I think that's a really nice offering. But look, the entrepreneur needs to be aware it's a tough world out there, and you have to be robust and eyes wide open, as you say.
Yeah. Just to briefly go back to the technology side of things, I'm looking at the list of some of the Guaranteed Irish companies, and it's funny, I have my laptop in front of me, and on the back of my laptop is a little sticker by a company called TappyTag, and it means that if someone finds my laptop, they can put their phone against it and my contact information comes up. In my wallet that I recently bought is a business card by TappyTag. Again, You can scan the QR code and my contact information. So it removes the need essentially for business cards. They are a brilliant company. I'm a huge fan of what they do. And they're one of the guaranteed Irish customers or businesses as well. How else and where else can we find a list of the businesses to seek them out, make sure that we're supporting? Because it can be tricky to identify if a business is Irish or not, because just because you have the .ie domain doesn't really mean anything.
No, but if you've the guaranteed Irish license, then the G is on their website or their app, you know, it does mean that they're based here. Now, remember, guaranteed Irish is about supporting all businesses that support Ireland. They can be homegrown or international. We're agnostic about that. We're an island nation. We're multicultural and we're completely open for business. So I think that's important to stress as well. The list of the tech companies on guaranteed Irish is on the website, guaranteedirish.ie. And we'd love to see more of big tech. And every business, anybody who has a phone in this day and age, which is basically everyone, is in the tech business. So if you're doing any business whatsoever, you are engaging with some level of tech. And wouldn't it be really nice if you could say some part of that experience is from an Irish business or an Irish based business, supporting Irish jobs, giving back to Irish communities, and showcasing Ireland as a great destination in which to invest, work and live in a sustainable manner. So they're our criteria. That's what those businesses mean. Those businesses have earned the guaranteed Irish license. They don't just buy it. It is not a membership. They have earned it. They have had to show go through an appraisals, a fairly robust appraisals process. Everybody can apply, as I always say, Jess, but not everybody will get through. And that gives a value and a real weighting to the guaranteed Irish license. So for those people who have it, use it and tell everybody about it. And for those people who are in a position to do business with businesses based here in Ireland, please consider that and give them a go. And the list of those companies are based on Guaranteed Irish website.
Breed, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining me here on News Talk.
My pleasure, and thank you, Jess, for supporting Guaranteed Irish every opportunity you get.
Yeah, that was Breed O'Connell, CEO of Guaranteed Irish. I'm always on the hunt for businesses to support and to shout out and to review or whatever the case may be. They don't have to be tech businesses. It's just nice to give a shout out to those working hard around the country. So if you are a small business or if there's a business in your town or city, let me know, techtalk@newstalk.com. Give me the name of the business, their website or Instagram, and then a line or two about the business, and we'll give them shout outs over the next few while. It is just a nice thing to do. Do you know what I mean? Right. When we come back here on News Talk, I'll answer your tech questions.